We know that there's a let's say Pesach is a busy night because everybody's changing back. It's even such a funny lashon. Everybody's changing back to chametz, and after Sukkah Shmiatzeres, the Sukkah. What happens after Hanukkah? You put the menorah away. And what's the avodah? Crossing over, changing over from Hanukkah, from Zeus Hanukkah, Shabbos Hanukkah, crossing over into the week, to the winter, even though it feels like the spring. We were zeuche before Yontif. We were zeuche to speak about the chavivas of the Ner Chanukah. How precious the Ner Chanukah is. The Rambam uses that lashon. It's the chavivah hi ad ma'od, chavivas. And we saw the connection between the Ner Shabbos, the Chanukah candle. And we spoke about Shabbos, and we spoke about Yehuda and David HaMelech and the Chavivas of a Jew who's Moida Lashem. That's what we were talking about. Who is grateful to HaKadosh Baruch, who expresses gratitude to Hashem Baruch. And we were learning what the Maharal taught us. HaMoida L'misha Heitiv Loi. When you show appreciation and you thank somebody who was good to you, somebody who did something for you who was good to you, Moiser Atzmoi Lirishus. When you thank the other, you acknowledge your need for the other. And therefore, we learned that Haidah means thank you. And it also means, I admit to you, I acknowledge that I need you, and therefore in doing so with Hashem's Baruch, in doing so with Hashem, as the Maharal says, we give ourselves over to HaKadosh Baruch. And we admit that we're so fragile and so vulnerable and so weak. And that's the Inyan of Chanukah, which is Kedei L'Hoydeis. To enter into the Rishus of the Yechida Shel Olam, which we've been talking about, being in Hashem's Rishus, Shabbos is Tov L'Hoydeis L'Hashem. When a person finally lets go of the dimyon, of the delusion, that we learned last time of Eitzos Benafshi. Remember, some of you that were here, letting go of the dimyon of Eitzos Benafshi, that I am the one that's going to determine the outcome of my life. Eitzos Benafshi. That's Yavam. That's the way of Greece. Eitzos Benafshi. And Haidah, to be Moida, means it's not me, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam. And only then can a person feel some of the Menuchas HaNefesh that comes with letting go. Now we're going to be Mamik in this Nekuda. We're going to be learning from the Torahs of Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Nosson tonight. Very, very, very big Yisayt. It would be good if it would be inside, but I'll try as much as possible to explain. It's a very simple but very, very basic nakuda to continue. In the Kuta Maharan, in the second Chalik, the second Torah, it's called Yimei Chanukah and Yimei Haidah. The days of Chanukah are days of thanks. Yimei Chanukah and Yimei Haidah, with all that we learned that Haidah means. So in that Torah, Rabbi Nachman comes to a remarkable conclusion. Listen carefully. It's hard if you don't have it in front of you. Rabbi Nachman says that through being mechadesh and being moilid halachis, meaning by a person understanding halacha and giving birth to new observances and new understandings of halacha in his life. Kain garmim inyan paikar akaris vahiladim. When Jews are busy learning halacha and understanding halacha and being mechadish halacha, that enables Jewish women to become pregnant, to have babies, to have more Jewish children in the world. To be poiket akaris, meaning even women who were incapable of conceiving. Women who until this time, they were chalila, they were unable to have children. When Jews are moilid halachas, when we give birth to halacha, it helps women to be able to give birth, even women who were incapable of that. So that sounds like a very, very shocking thing. Everything Rabbi Nachman says is deeply rooted in Torah. And he continues. V'ikir ha-haylada. And the main haylada, the main birth, ikir ha-haylada, is that a person should be able through Shabbos to give birth during the week. That by giving birth during the week, using the koyach of Shabbos to give birth during the week, obviously giving birth here doesn't just mean a baby, then the person will not be ba'atzvus, he won't be sad during the week, he won't be ba'atzvus b'chol. The Kevin Shemadregoso Bechinis Eved, Reb Nachman continues. Since a person lives during the week in the way, I was talking about Shalashudis, in the way of an Eved, of a servant, of a slave, Al Kain, Kol HaMitzvus Sha'isim Bimei Achol, Hein Ba'atzmus. Even if a person does mitzvahs during the week, but the mitzvahs that one does during the week are done in that way of an Eved. And an Eved is not a happy person. An Eved does, even if he's a good Eved, a good servant, a good slave, a good worker, he does what he's supposed to do. But it's not, he doesn't feel that it's for him. He doesn't feel that it's for him. So he's ba'atzmus. A person's sad if they feel that they're doing something that's not for themselves. The Kevin Shemadrigos of Bechina Sabbath, he says, therefore the mitzvah is sent by ba'atzmus. But Sha'enikin, he says, Bechanike, which is not the case on Chanukah. Now listen to what he says. Sha'yidei Shechonu Bimnucha. Since they experienced, I spoke about it a little bit this morning, since they experienced menucha, rest, on the 25th of Kislev, that's what we learned this morning from the Ran, that's why it's called Chanukah. Chanukah is Chanu b'chof hei. They rested on the 25th. It's an interesting thing. Chanukah took place, it wasn't on Shabbos, it was during the week, so the Nachman says, usually the 6 days of the week are not time, the 6 days of the week, as much as we would like them to be, are not days of rest. The 6 days of the week are days of work, of difficulties. Shabbos is Yom Menucha. But there's something different about Chanukah. Chanukah is a vachidik day, it happened during the week. It's mostly a weekday experience, Chanukah. And yet, Chanu b'chafei. They had menucha during the week. So Ibn Achim says, that means that somehow through Chanukah a person is able to draw from the menucha of Shabbos and bring the menucha of Shabbos into a weekday. And you have a weekday yontif. It happens during the week when a person drives and turns on lights and goes to work and wears weekday things. It's called Chanukah. Shekamayu shebishabbos yesh neiros v'bnei chanoya, kamayu chen b'chanukah. In the same way that on Shabbos the candles indicate the tranquility and the peacefulness of the rest, of that resting of Shabbos, of the menucha of Shabbos, so too we have candles on Chanukah. Because chanu b'chof hei, because of resting on the 25th, because resting on the 25th, if I ask a favor for the men to please move over. Thank you, Shkach. Krishna's name is Mekmochen Bechanaka. Ki Chiddush Halacha Nikra Al Shem HaMenucha. Chiddush Halacha Nikra Al Shem HaMenucha. Rabbi Nachman comes back now to Chiddush Halacha. Chiddush Halacha meaning new concepts in Halacha, in learning Halacha. Chiddush Halacha, Rabbi Nachman says, is Menucha. Halacha is Menucha. Menucha means to rest, to feel a sense of peace. Why is halacha? What does halacha have to do with menucha? So Ben Achman says, kviyas halacha. When the halacha is determined, there's a question, and we determine the halacha, we paskin the halacha, or we kaveya the halacha, we fix and set and establish the halacha. The kovel halacha kemaisa. Let's see, there's a disagreement between Tanoim or Amoraim. There's a disagreement between Rishonim and Achrayim, and there's a halacha. And the psak halacha means that we had until now some sort of a battle, something that wasn't clear, something that was unsettled, right? And what does the kriyas halacha mean? Menucha. Now everybody says, oh, thus is thus. And this is how we have to do it. This is how we have to live. This is what's been fixed or established. Therefore, Ibn Achman says, Kriyas Halacha is the Inin of Shabbos, is the Inin of Menucha, is the Inin of Chanukah. Kriyas u'mishoresh Menucha shel Chanukah, kol zman shel ein nikra Halacha, az yesh tnua, lakan u'lakan. Machmas HaSofa. When a person is in a state of doubt, and he doesn't know the Halacha, then he is moving lekan ulekan. He doesn't know. Is it Beisham or is it Beisilah? Should I do like this? Should I do like that? He doesn't have menucha. Because halacha determines how you should live. What am I supposed to do right now? What is it that I'm supposed to be doing this moment? That's what halacha determines. So Ibn Achman says that without halacha, without the kriyas halacha, one doesn't have menucha. And when there's a kriyas halacha, that's called menucha. And that's the end of by Chanukah, which says, Asom v'kovum b'mei halal v'hidah, that they were fixed and established as days of halal v'hidah. Halacha, remember we were talking these past few weeks about Yerush Shamayim and living within the walls and the boundaries of Yerush Shamayim. We were talking about Shabbos, Shru ish taktav, each person knowing his boundaries, his place, and that gives you a sense of, that's the only thing that can give a person a sense of menucha, being where he's supposed to be, doing what he's supposed to do, living the way he's supposed to live, that gives you menucha. In other words, living with halacha, as difficult as that is, it creates the misgaris, the framework of your life. And it gives you a sense of kviz, of stability, of permanence, of menucha. All of this, Rabbi Nachman says, is alluded to in the word Chanukah. Chanu b'chafei, to rest, to have menucha. Chaniya, chanoya means to stop, to pause, to park yourself in a certain place. And it's a lashon of menucha. And therefore, Rabbi Nachman says, Shabbos is drawn into the 6 days of the week through Chanukah. The Shabbos means to stop on the seventh day. Chanukah means while you're busy, while you're running around and doing things, you're able to stop. You're able to feel inside of you, menucha. With your weekday clothing, turning on lights, getting in the car, doing things, being at work. Chanukah provides a person with menucha. And this is all connected to halacha and to giving birth. Which is poiket akaras of Nachmanis. Through the study of halacha and through the observance of Chanukah, actually Zayis Chanukah is the most powerful time of the year for women to conceive, those who are unable to conceive. What is all of this? So Baruch Hashem, Ibn Achman had a very, very great disciple, and Ibn Achman said, if not for my nosen, there would be nothing left of me, nobody would know about anything I said. And in Lakuta Halachas, in Kalayim Halachadalit, Rabbi Nosson describes at length the turbulent life of the 6 days of the week. What's it like without Shabbos? What's it like without being able to have Chanukah that's Shabbos-dike candles that are lit during the week? What's it like? Rabbi Nosson says, because of the great tzaros and the great yisurim, the suffering, the hamaniyas and the obstacles, shebezeh ha'olam, in this world, kosher v'kaved ma'oid la'odim l'skarev la'avados yisbarach, it is heavy and very difficult for a person to come close to be an eved Hashem, to serve Hashem. V'afilu l'espalu l'schanein u'lefaresh tzarei l'shnei Hashem, and at least if you'd be able to pour your heart out and to cry to Hashem about how difficult it is for you and how hard life is and how much you're suffering, at least if you could open up your heart and your mouth to daven. But he says, gamzeh koshem ha'ari, this too is so difficult. Ki ribui ha-meniyas v'ha-yisurim, that because of the great and many meniyas, obstacles and yisurim and suffering and sorrows, oit memis libo, the heart is shut closed. A person's heart is closed. You can't open your mouth. So it would give you some relief if you could pour your heart out to the Rabbi Shlomo. If you could cry out to God, it would give you some relief. But because of all the menias and the yisurim, besides all the tsaris, one of the side effects of the tsaris and the yisurim and the menias is that I can't even open my mouth. My heart is so dulled. My heart is so paralyzed, so frozen, that I can't even daven. And I don't even have that relief that comes with crying out to the Baruch Shem. I don't feel like daven. Because in that Torah, in Likut HaMaran, Rabbi Nachum speaks about the 6 days of the week. And he says that the 6 days of the week are filled with what he calls Pu'ulois hamishtanois. I don't know a good translation. Pu'ulois hamishtanois means the changing and conflicting realities, the confusing and conflicting changes that take place during the 6 days of the week. Rabbi Nachman says that during the 6 days of the week, a person doesn't know from one moment to the next what's going to happen. From one moment to the next. Before I made Havdalah tonight, I came home and I was so happy. I was thinking about what we're going to talk about and getting some mischaskas and thinking about Havdalah L'chaim to go to tonight. And then my wife came and told me that she just received news that somebody was nifter and there's a levaya tomorrow and there's this and they don't know what to do and it's sorrows. From one moment to the next. Pulus hamishtanois, pulus hamishtanois. The changing pulus. The 6 days of the week means, like in the old cartoon that we used to see when we were little kids, you know, that she would hold a thing of flowers, or he would hold it, I don't remember, it was a cat, or, well, I don't remember what character it was, would say, she loves me not. And like pull off a flower, she loves me. Then the next flower, she loves me not. And the pulus and mishtanis of life means that from one moment to the next, you're like holding a thing, you say, I have a panasa? No, I don't have a panasa. You're my friend? No, you're not my friend. Everything's great with the kids. I got a good call from the teacher. 10 minutes later, it's horrible. I got the worst call of my life about the kids. From one minute to the next. The pulus and mishtanis of life. Everything is a suffix. The 6 days of the week are the ilana de sveika, the tree of doubt, of uncertainty. Conflicting emotions, conflicting thoughts, conflicting ways. And because of this, Rabbi Nachman says, a person suffers terribly from the pain, not just of the events that are unfavorable or unfortunate things of life, but Rabbi Nachman says, from the confusion and the changes from one moment to the next of the 6 days of the week, the pulus hamishtanis. And this causes the heart to become closed. A person realizes at some point that you don't make a decision, but at some point you feel that in order to survive, I can't feel things so much. Because if I'm going to continue being so sensitive and feel things so deeply, I'm not going to be able to function. So the heart freezes over, and you figure this way, I'll be safer. At least I won't get killed by the pulus of mishtanis. That means when something good happens, I don't feel like a gewaldiger high. And when something horrible comes, I don't feel such a terrible low. I'm like on an even keel. I don't have too much joy in my life, but I also protect myself from feeling too much aggravation. And I walk around like a zombie. I force myself when something is happy for other people, I force myself to try to be mishtatif and smile and be happy. And when they're not looking, then the smile's not there. And when something really, really bad happens, I try to, it stings for a moment, but then it wears off. The heart is closed and the heart is shut because of the pain, living through the pulus and mishtanis of this world. So the question, of course, then is, so how does one open one's heart? Without hurting yourself. How do you open your heart without causing yourself to feel more vulnerable? And how do you open your heart in order to daven, to be an Eved Hashem, and even to feel the tsar, the pain of a friend, God forbid, of one's own affairs? So listen carefully, even though I don't like to do this, it's not so good to read from a sefer when people don't have it in front of them. But it's very clear, and I'm going to explain it carefully. So in that Torah, Rabbi Nosson explains what's Rabbi Nachman's medicine for this problem. Because in the Torah itself, look at the line, it's very, very hard. And Rabbi Nosson always comes to help us out. But listen carefully. I know that sometimes, you know, to use a strong word, it's not so good, but the emphasis is that our lives depend on this medicine. Much, much more than most of the stuff that they're selling on the street. Our lives depend on this medicine. It's simple, it's sweet, and the emphasis, it works if we try it. This is Rabbi Nachman's prescription for opening the heart and to make it through the pulus of mishtanis and bringing Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. To be able to have Chanu Chafei, to be able to have from the Chanukah candle, which is to make Shabbos during the week, to have a candle lit during the week. And not only Shabbos, not only Chanukah, but for the entire year. There's a way of life. Listen to Rabbi Nosson's words. The way of life, we could summarize in one word. Hayda, the word that we're talking about the last few weeks. Hayda. Now listen to what Rabbi Nosson writes. Val kein eitzah gedoyle lezeh. There's a great, great eitzah that Rabbi Nachman taught us. How to deal with the pu'ulus and mishtanis. Shebechol pam yazkil ha'atzma yizkol ha'toyves ha'amitiyis v'anitzchiyis sh'osah Hashem yizbarach ma'avoseinu v'iman. The eitzah, Rabbi Nosson says from his Rebbe, the eitzah is that a person should constantly be reminding himself, all of the time reminding himself of all the toivus amitiyas, of all of the true good things, and amitiyas v'nitzchiyas, all the true good things, and not just good for a moment, but nitzchiyas. Sh'osa Hashem Yisbarach Ma'avoseinu, what the Baruch Hashem did for our ancestors. V'imonu, and for us. Let's call it Toivus Shanasi Imoy B'Eifen Prati. Not just to think about what he did to our ancestors, that he took us out of Mitzrayim and everything else. And not just what he did for other people. But all the Toivus that Hashem Yisbarach did for me in my life and does for me in my life. And the ikir is to remember something and remind yourself of this all the time. Because this is something that nobody can take away from you. There's no boss, there's no parent, there's no friend, there's nobody in the world, an anti-Semite. Nobody can take away from you the mitzvah that what? That I have a schus, shezoch liyes miseri Yisrael makabli hatayra. That I have a schus from the whole world, there are billions of people. And I have a schus that I'm miseri Yisrael, I'm a Yid, I'm a Jew. Makabli hatayra, from those who receive the Torah.
And if the Lord and Torah, and I've been separated from the whole world. So I was talking about the other night by the Mesiba that we have the Emes. And that schus that we have from the Baruch Hu, that we're in the world, that we're the few that are in the entire world. Miseri Yisrael, Mekablei HaTorah. And if the Lord and HaTorah. And I said the other night, that when the Rebbe of Yonistam was a young man, there was a galach, there was a priest that was talking to him, this galach was educated. And he said, Rabbi Yonison, they say you're very, very brilliant, I'd like to ask you a question. He said, what is it? So he said, don't you have a din in your Torah? Isn't there a law in the Torah, acherab lahatas, to follow the majority? So Rabbi Yonison said, yes. So then how come if the majority of the world, if the majority of us here in Europe at least are Christians, then how can you still Jewish? According to your Torah, you have to follow the majority. So Rabbi Yonison said, Rabbi Yonison Eibershitz said, he said, you're making a mistake in halacha. That din is when you have a suffix. In other words, in a situation where I don't know what's wrong, why a piece of non-kosher food fell into the soup, or a meat fell into the milk, because the milk is a drop fell in, and I don't know. So then we have halachas that say that the majority wins, and the miyut and the minority is bottled to the majority. It's nullified in the majority. But that's only if you have a suffix. Obviously, according to halacha, if you see a piece of meat that falls on, then you still see the piece of meat, you take it and you pull it out. Right? There's no suffix. So he said, you see, you don't understand. The reason that we don't care about the majority of the world is because we have no doubt about who we are. We're certain about the truth that we have. We're not in that state of a suffix. We live with the certainty and the confidence of being Hashem Yisbarach's children. The Nesei Ma'at, the tiny bit, is not bottled. When it's a tiny bit that's confident and certain, which is the Nes of Chanukah. And therefore, he called Echad Yisrael, Rabbi Nelson writes, every single Jew, in Yistakel Heitev Al Kol Masha Ovar Lav Me'oidai, if you look carefully at your entire life, not just at those things that you have highlighted double, triple, quadruple times with dark pink, blue, yellow highlight, which was a bad day. A bad day. But if you look Me'oidai from the beginning of your life, and you look carefully over your entire life, piece by piece, you will see the kindness of Hashem. Chazde Hashem, the tuvay, and His goodness, and nefloisev, and His wonders. Imay bli shiur, without a shiur. K'may sh'aymim shleishab tralish pamim b'chal yayim b'naid lecha. Every single minute I'm breathing, my parents, Baruch Hashem, are breathing. This is every minute they're alive. I have this, every second. We say in davening, Noidelecha. What does that mean? It means Kriyas Yamsuf, splitting a sea. It means something miraculous. No, Shabuchal Eis. It means every minute of life. Uben Nishmas on Shabbos we say Ilu Finim Olay Shira Kayom Ulu Shenenu Kahama Galav. That even if we were, even if our mouths, if we had the ability. If we have the ability to be able to, every single moment of life, to thank you and praise you, it would never be enough. And yet when you and I look back at, we look over our lives, we think, I have a list of tainus. I don't have enough time to tell you my tainus, my complaints, my problems. But the emes is that if a person looks at his life carefully and honestly, play by play, minute by minute, you look at your life. Kidemes Zahaderek Shulhay David Taidhu Derek Niflama Ay. You see what Rabbi Nelson is saying for Rabbi Nachman is that Haida, Taida, thankfulness and gratitude is not just a Midah Taiva. Listen carefully. It's not like you have a lot of Midas Taivas. A lot of Midas Taivas, it's nice. Rabbi Nachman taught Haida is a way of living every moment of life. It's a way of life, it's a way of living, of thinking. It's not just from time to time to feel great, to feel grateful, Amida Taiva, Epis Amida Taiva. It's a way of life. He says, "Uderech niflama oidlis karv al yodla Hashem esbarach mikol makim shehu." And with this derech, which is called the way of Haidar, it is a wondrous way, Rabbi Nelson says, to draw close to Hashem mikol makim shehu, wherever you are and whatever you're going through. This world is filled with tzaras and yisurim. All of life, there's this feeling of bitterness and pain. But if a Jew stops and thinks this moment, since you are a member of Klal Yisrael, and you have this chus, obviously he was writing the Sefer for a male audience, and you have this chus, what, today that you're wearing tzitzis and tefillin, just to put your hand inside your shirt, and there's a pair of tzitzis, you're wearing tzitzis, you're a yid, and you have this chus this morning to put on tefillin. And twice a day, every Jew, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's enough to be filled with thankfulness to Hashem for His great kindness. I'll call a Tovis Shasima for all the good that He's done for you. And through this, when you concentrate and repeat over and over and focus on all the chassadim, all the tayyus, all the good, and the ikkar is that you're a yid, and you think about this all the time, then Rabbi Nelson says, then your heart will be filled with the confidence that since Hashem has been so good to me until now, He's not going to abandon me now. He's always with me. He's not going to leave me in the future. And He's going to continue to be good to me. And Hashem began to redeem me. He certainly will complete my redemption. And now he has his chaskas. He has confidence. He has his chaskas. His heart opens up. That's how you open your heart. On a weekday. At any moment of life. Not just if you're waiting when I make my daughter a chasna, when I make a son a chasna, or when I have a child, or when I get married, or when I live in Eretz Yisrael, or when I have the apartment that I want on the block in Eretz Yisrael. And then when I finish paying for the apartment on the block that I wanted in Eretz Yisrael, where I can see the kaisel, and now there's somebody standing in front of the moon, I can't see the kaisel, I'm angry. Every minute of life, you can open your heart at will. If you live with this derech of gratitude, of thankfulness, all of the time, the chesedim and the tovus, and now your heart, he says, you can open your heart. You helped me a million billion times in my life since my mother was expecting me, since you brought me into this world. Every minute, what you've given me, now your heart opens up to feel his presence all along, and now your heart opens to be able to cry out because of your pain that you're having right now, or some, God forbid, some sorrow that's in your life, some yisurim in your life. Listen, Rabbi Nelson says so simple. Chazal say this. If you don't thank God for the past, if you don't feel an enormous debt of gratitude, and speak about it, and think about it, how good God has been to you until now, in your entire past, then it's very hard to call out to God now. It's very hard to speak to Him, to really, really open your heart to Him. Because He's a stranger to you. And not only that, He's not such a nice stranger. He's not only is He a stranger, and I don't have a shaychus to Him, but besides that, why would He do it for me? Since when did I have anything? I never had anything good in my life. I never had anything good in my life. I never had this, I didn't have that. This happened to me, I had this, that happened to me, and so on. So he says, if you're not a person that's moida al ha'aver, if you don't live with thankfulness over all that you've had in the past, your heart is shut, closed, and paralyzed because of all the tzaras and the long length of our exile. And this is what the Gemara says. A person should always live this way, the Gemara says. Whenever you have something that you want to daven for, you first thank Hashem for everything that He's given you in the past. Moida al ha'avah. Thank you. And not just to say in a general way, thank you. Remember, I spoke the other day, I was talking the other day about how Rabbi Nachman himself, how he would have breakfast. And that before he would bench, he would say, Rabbi Shalom, I want to thank you, the bread was so fresh today. And Rabbi Shalom, I want to thank you that the butter was spread so nice and had made such a masikus, it was so sweet the way it tasted. And there wasn't much more to breakfast. But the way Rabbi Nachman speaks about it, it's not the same as benching. When you bench, that's Ba'al HaKol HaShalom. Means, I want to thank you for everything in my life. But, no, you have to itemize. You have to itemize. You know when a person feels that the phone company's ripped them off? You ever have that? Or the portable phone, or whatever it's called, the cell phone, which is, most of the time, they expect you not to call. So you want an itemized list, and you look, and it's a pachad, right? You look over there, first you're very angry, you say, what? The bill is in a level, like, you know, $722? What are you talking about? I want to, and then you look at the paper, and it says, like, you know, it says over there, 2.5 hours, you know, Jerusalem. Then La Havre, you know, California, 4 hours. And you see, it's all itemized. We do that all the time because we feel we're getting ripped off. So with our kindness, we always have itemized lists. But when it comes to good things in life, who has an itemized list? Of every minute of good, of every drop of good, to have itemized, to walk around with that kind of a list. Every single thing, every single drop of good that a person has in life. It would never be enough to thank the Baishan. Therefore, whenever you're asking for something that you're going through right now, you have to first thank the Baishan for the past. But because then, only then, he says, only then will your heart feel, your heart will overflow with a feeling of love for God. And then you could talk to him about your tzaras too. And you could be answered. Then you could cry out, because if you cry out sincerely, you'll be answered. Al-Kain Sikhim, he says, Leilach b'derech zem ha'oid. You must go in this path. Shebechol pam bo'yil l'farsi chosof ne'Hashem z'bar. Any time that you want to speak to Hashem, any time that you want to daven, you want to do anything, any davish of kedusha, you want to do anything of holiness, you stop for a second, for a little bit more than a second, whatever you have time, before you daven, before you do that davish of kedusha, remind yourself, go over the itemized list of all the unbelievable tovus and chesedim that Hashem has done for you. May I die. Try to remember over the years, even if you think about a few days, the past few days, the past few weeks, and through that, your heart becomes strengthened in Hashem. You say, hey, you know what? He likes me. He likes me. Not more than I think he loves me. Not only that, I think that he's very, very involved in my life. I think he cares about my life. I think he has been with me every moment of my life. I think he's never for a second taken his eyes or his ears off of me. And when you know that and you feel that through your haidah, through your thanking and your remembering and itemizing the past tivus, he says, then your heart is opened. Sheyishma tfiloso gam ata, that the same way that he's been good to me and kind to me, and he's listened to me and worried about me, so too, when I ask him now, because right now I'm having a hard time, so if I talk to him now, he's going to listen to me, and he cares about it. Hadkan. It's much more, much more. L'inyanenu. That's what Rabbi Nosson writes. This, according to that Torah in Likutei Moran, is the entire essence of the Yontif that we just lived through, the Yontif of Chanukah. Now you're thinking, I wish I would have known this before. But the truth is, that's the whole Koyach of Chanukah. Since the Yontif of Chanukah is Kedei Lahaydais, is to stop and to thank the Baruch Shalom for the Pachim Ketanim, for every little jar of oil in my life. You think it just means a pach echad of shemen of oil that's munah b'chesed Kohen Gadol. All of us have a million Pachim Ketanim in life, little jars that we come across. We have a million things like that. We just don't bother even picking them up or looking at them. We don't think about them. And we enjoy them, and we enjoy them day after day. Day after day we enjoy the Pachim Ketanim, and we don't even remember who's the one that gave them to us. But on one day, if you don't have your Pach, one day, if you don't get the Pach cotton, if one of the Pachim Ketanim is missing that day, then you see your whole life is horrible. What kind of life I have? I have a miserable life. Chanukah means that a person is able, during the Pu'ulos and Ashtanos, remember Chanukah is the sixth day of the week, Yontif is during the week, during the winter, the darkest, longest time, longest nights. And a person during that time is able to hold on to that feeling of Haida, of gratitude, Kedei Lahaydais. And therefore to feel in a very clear way the Simcha and the Kedusha of Shabbos during the 6 days of the week. Because why? The whole meaning of Shabbos, we learned, everyone knows that on Shabbos you're not allowed to ask for your personal needs. Shabbos we don't have a regular Shemoneh Esrei. Shabbos we don't say Shema Kaleinu. We don't ask for this, we don't ask for that. Shabbos? Toiv Lohaydis L'Hashem. Shabbos is when you're supposed to look over your life and say, ooh, I have so much to be grateful for. I have so much to be thankful for. Therefore, Shabbos is a day without sadness, without yogan v'anocha. There is no mixture of good and bad, as we spoke about many times. That's why you're not even allowed to separate between the good and bad. The malachas of Shabbos, you can't even separate the good from the bad. You can't recognize that there's bad. You don't look, you don't talk about, you don't think about anything bad on Shabbos. Everything is concentrating on the toiv. Al tov yisach v'al niflo yisach. All of Hashem Yisbarach's goodness and all of His kindness, every single moment of my life. And a person on Shabbos is filled with that feeling of Toiv Lahaydus Hashem. Can you imagine, even not to say on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, to say Avidui, an Avinu Malkeinu. On Rosh Hashanah, not to say the Lashonas of what on a Shabbos, the Bakoshes, anything that's sad or upsetting, certainly not to be misvada at all. Shabbos, there's no viduyim. Shabbos, there's no, that we don't talk about our virus and Shabbos. It's all toiv lahaydus l'Hashem. But during the 6 days of the week, because of the tzaros and the yisurim and the pulus and mishtanis during the 6 days of the week, then a person is filled with all kinds of bakashas. There are many, many things that he wants and many things that he feels are missing during the 6 days of the week. And he doesn't feel a sense of gratitude, because during the 6 days of the week, he's thrown from one moment to the next in the pulls of mishtanas, and he just says, I need this, this is not good, that's not good. And the whole world is dark, and the person's messiah, she gives up hope, and he doesn't even feel like davening, because what's the tachlis? Therefore, especially during the week, there's one tefillah that we say during the week, we don't even say it on Shabbos, where a person has to concentrate, especially in what we're learning right now. And Menachem spoke about this a lot, the tefillah in the morning of Mizmor L'Soida. Mizmor L'Soida, Hari L'Hashem Kol Haris, Ivlus L'Hashem B'Simcha Bar Lofana Ve'Nan. Mizmor L'Soida. By Mizmor L'Soida, the Chassidim and the Misnagdim, the Sfadim and Ashkenazim, everybody gets together by Mizmor L'Soida, right?
Until then, it's funny. Haidu, Barshama, Barshama, Haidu. There's some funny stuff going on. But by Mizmul Asayda, everybody's happy. What happens by Mizmul Asayda? Mizmul Asayda. Mizmul Asayda is when a person starts for that moment to focus on all the goodness and all the kindness. Mizmul Asayda, a song of thanks. A song of thanks. When a person is able to think that with all the things that I have in my life, Baruch Hashem, I have people who love me, I have friends, I have mishpacha, I'm a Yid, I'm able to daven to you, my life is filled with meaning, I say Kriya Shema. Not like a person feels. So many times I've heard people say, L'shaynus, like someone will say, I'm not married, my life is worthless. I don't have children, my life is worthless. I have children who are not behaving, my life is worthless. I have parents who are not behaving, my life is worthless. My life is worthless. When a person is moida al ha'emes, which the ik is by mizmul asayda, then a person feels a gewaldige sense of haidah, of thankfulness. That's why, as we'll talk about in a second, that's why mizmul asayda, listen carefully, hariyu l'Hashem kol ha'aretz, sing out to Hashem. The whole world, cry out, sing out to Hashem. Hariyu l'Hashem, hey, lamed, kol ha'aretz, chaf hey, spells halacha. Hariyu l'Hashem kol ha'aretz, the Arizal said this. Hariyu l'Hashem kol ha'aretz is the oisius halacha. Now we come back to, what does this mean? Halacha, having children. Also, Ibn Achman spoke so strongly in this Torah about how when a woman is going through labor and the baby is not coming out, it's hard, and she's suffering, she should say over and over this kapitel Mizmul Asayda. And the husband in the other room should say up Mizmul Asayda, Haril Hashem Kol Ha'aretz, Ivdus Hashem B'Simcha. Because in that Torah, Yimei Chanukah, Yimei Hadar. Ibn Achman tells us that if a person thinks about his life, he's able to realize that there's a nachal, there's a river of toiv in his life, a constant steady flow of toiv. And Ibn Aslan says that when did Chanukah happen? When did the Yontif of Chanukah happen? The Yontif of Chanukah took place davke at a time when there was such an unbelievable river of darkness that was infecting Klai Yisrael. Tavati b'yevein mitzula. The word Yavan, it says in Pasuk, Tavati b'yevein mitzula, it says in Tilim, I am sinking in the schmutz, in the filth. B'yevein is Yavan. B'yevein mitzula ve'ein ma'amad. I can't lift myself up. Tavati b'yevein mitzula v'ein ma'amad. It was at that time of Chanukah, even though the Beis Hamikdash was still standing, it was the beginning of the lights going out, the beginning of the long final galus that we're in right now. And at that time, so much of a part of the Klai Yisrael was losing faith and was losing hope because they felt that it's just Tavat V'Yivei Metzula. I'm sinking, there's no good. Everything is terrible. There's one tzari after another tzari after another tzari. And in the middle of all of that, Hashem Yisbarach gave us Chanukah. In the darkness, as I explained, the Erev Shabbos, Petach the Saki, the Baruch Shalom helped us to open up, to take off the sackcloth. And He showed us that He's still with us. And He gave us that nes of Chanukah, so that each and every one of us, till Mashiach would come, would be able to mechaya ourselves, each person during those times of life when he feels tavati b'yevein mitzul. And the way to do that, Rebbe Nelson says, there's only one way, to live with this derech, this path of haidah, and to thank Hashem for the pachim ketanim, for the jars of oil that you find every minute of your life, that you have in your life and that you find in your life. Al nisach shebechol yom imanu. And now we come back to why it's called Chanukah, and how this connects to Menuchas HaNefesh that we're talking about. All that we're talking about is Menuchas HaNefesh. And Chanukah means Chanu B'Chav Hei, and that's what Rabbi Nachman says, the meaning of Chanukah, but it happened during the week, so I'm able to take the Menucha of Shabbos and have it during the week, which is Chanu B'Chav Hei. It's an amazing thing to have a candle of Shabbos lit during the week, which is a Chanukah candle. Because remember, the suffering comes from the Pulis and Mishtanas that were caught in this crazy confusion of change and of conflicting thoughts and feelings and events. And Rabbi Nachman said, halacha means what? To resolve the doubt and to come to clarity. That's what halacha means. To be able to have that clarity. To be able to know this is the way it's supposed to be. Mizmor l'sayda hariyul Hashem kol haaretz is the oisius halacha. Mizmor l'sayda hariyul Hashem kol haaretz is the oisius halacha. Because thankfulness is the path, is the way. That in the inner life that's filled with pulas and mishtanas, with constant change, I'm able to be koveya, I'm able to establish myself, and to feel a sense of security, and to feel a sense of certainty in who I am and what I have, that comes with knowing that I'm in the reshus of the Yechidah Shel Olam. I don't belong to the world, I belong to the Baruch Shalom. I don't live in the reshus of Rabbim, I live in the reshus of Yochid. And that's what the Maral said, that when I'm moide, when I feel thankful, and I thank Hashem's brach, as we're learning today, I'm giving myself over to Hashem, and that's called paskening halacha. That's kriyas halacha. It's a psak halacha. Because machloikis means machloikis, division and separation, and all of that is what causes the upheavals of life. And halacha means there's one thing, it's clear. Achdus pshuta, Rabbi Nachman calls it. Simple unity. That which is clear. And that's what Rabbi Nachman meant when he said that through chidusha halachis, a person is able to experience this menucha. And through the menucha, Rabbi Nachman says, and through swimming at mizmor l'sayda, how is it possible for women to have children? For women to have children. So Ibn Achman says that each and every one of us is closed and shut. And because of all the tzaras and the yisurim that a person feels, that he's stuck in that nachal, that river of tzaras. And through the koyach of nachal, which is the oisis, as we learned last time, lahadlik nechanakim. And nafshenu chiksel Hashem, the oisis nachal. Through that a person is able to open up, he's not closed anymore. And therefore those children, those babies that couldn't come to the world because everything is shut and closed, all of a sudden things open up. And the woman therefore, when she's in labor, she screams, I'm mizmor l'sayda hariyul Hashem kol haaretz. Rabbi Shalom, I thank you for everything you've given to me. Help me, Rabbi Shalom, I'm stuck in Mitzrayim. I need to have Yetzias Mitzrayim. Then the Rabbi Shalom opens up and the baby is able to come. It's poiket akaras, all kinds of nisim and the flois happen. Through chidushe halachas, through kviyas halacha, through haidah, through mizmor l'sayda, all kinds of nisim and neflos, things that were shut become opened. That's why the meaning of Chanukah is panasa. Zayis Chanukah, the tefillas of Zayis Chanukah for panasa for the whole year, it's much more than any Chanukah gelt on Chanukah, is the tefillas of panasa for the whole year. But from Zayis Chanukah. And that's the meaning of the dreidel. That we're sadly now putting away the dreidels. That's the Indian of the dreidel. In the Sicha Saran, Ibn Nachman has an amazing Sicha, a Torah on the Indian of the dreidel, which I mentioned a little bit during the week. Da'aki kol ha'olam u'b'chinas galgal ha'chayzer shekarin dreidel. Ibn Nachman said, you should know that all of life is a dreidel. All of life is a dreidel. Kfol hadvarim shebo'olam is galgal mishapchem yizeh lizeh mizeh lizeh me'el mitachna mitachna le'el yoyin. Like I said before, everything in life is constantly changing. From one day you're on top, Rabbi Nachman says, and then you give it a different spin. Today something happened and you're on the bottom. Yesterday was a gimel, today's a shin. Today is just a feeling of nun. Today I made it, I survived, it was a hey. But the pulus of Mishtanus, Ibn Achim says, is a galgal, a chayz, a ba'ilu, it's a dreidel, all of life is a dreidel. The 6 days of the week is a dreidel.
the pulus of mishtanis. He says like this, l'tachtam mitachtam le'elyon, one day you're on the top, the next day you're on the bottom, one day you're on the bottom, next day you're on top. Kibemis b'sharish, he says, but the ikr is that you're spinning it, and you keep on spinning it, b'emis, he says, b'sharish hakol echa. The emis is in plinius. It's all one. It's all one, he says. It's all the Rebbeinu Shlomo. It's all one. The emis is b'sharish hakol echa. So if a person sometimes feels like he's like a speck of dust that's being blown from one thing to the other, and that he's stuck in some sort of a wheel that's constantly turning the pulus of mishtanis. And the oisius of nun gimel hei shin, lamala, lamata, lamata, lamala, high, low, up, down, good, bad, everything constantly spinning and constantly changing. The way that a person chazik himself is thinking about everything is all that one point. It's all spinning on one point. It's Hashem Echa. He was, he is, he will be. He's never for a second taken his hand off the dreidel. And therefore, whether I'm going through an aliyah or a yerida, whether I'm a young person, whether I'm an old person, whether it's a good day or it's a bad day, with all the bilbulim and all my confusion, a person is able to come through Zois Chanukah to that madrega of Zois Menuchasi Adei Ad. A feeling of menucha, knowing that it's not stam, what lousy luck I have that I came out of, that today was a shin. What a horrible, lousy luck I have. It came out of shin today. You go to work and it was a bad day. He says, ach. And you blame this and you blame that and you have tinnitus. Only a Jew that lives knowing that Hashem is Baruch Hu's hand is on the dreidel. And it is spinning on that one point of Hashem Echa. And everything that happens. And the only way to feel that is Moed al Ha'avah, Moed al Ha'avah constantly, every second. That everything that happens is all because of that one Nakuda. B'zois ani b'teir. So how do you end Chanukah? How do we walk away from Chanukah? It's hard. I want to share with you a tefillah from that amazing little English translation or adaptation of Rabbi Nachman's tefillahs. This is called In Thanks. If you don't understand this, if you don't feel this, it's because you're not in this. But this is what we're talking about. Listen to this tiny little tefillah in English. Loving, caring God, all the happiness and fulfillment in my life come only from you. Knowing how absolute is my dependence on you, I find peace of mind. Your presence suffuses my life, caressing me with hope, joy, and love. I've tasted your love, I've known your compassion, I've experienced your patience, and I am filled with gratefulness. That's a tefillah. It's not hard. But if you live with this tefillah, it changes your whole life. The Imam Emes from Geirs Chusigana points out, we read in the lining, Zois Chanukah from Mizbech, B'yoin Himoshach Oisai, right? It says, Zois Chanukah, that's what's called Zois Chanukah, the simplest reason, because we read, Zois Chanukah from Mizbech, B'yoin Himoshach Oisai. This is the Chanukah, the dedication of the temple, B'yoin Himoshach Oisai, on the day that it was anointed with the oil, B'yoin Himoshach Oisai. But the other passage says, Zois Chanukah from Mizbech, Achrei Himoshach Oisai, after it was anointed. So the Imam says, the ikke is when you leave Chanukah, it shouldn't only be b'yoyim himashach ha'isai, on that day of Chanukah that you feel the gratitude, it should be also zayis Chanukah z'mizbech achrei himashach ha'isai, after the oil of Chanukah, achrei himashach ha'isai, zayis Chanukah z'mizbech achrei, even afterwards, that you're able to feel. Chanukah is to teach us this. Chanukah is lashon chinuch. Chanukah is to give us this chinuch of haidah, what Rabbi Nachman is talking about, Rabbi Nelson, this derech of life of haidah, al nisach shebechol yomimonu, al tevesach and filesach shebechol eis, erev vokir tzorim. That's a chinuch of Chanukah. But that a person should take that from Chanukah, zayis Chanukah z'mizbech b'yoyim himoshach ha'isai, and to take that what? Zayis Chanukah z'mizbech achrei himoshach ha'isai. Because what's the inyan of chinuch? Chanoich lanar al pidarko, gam ki yazkin layosim imenu. Chinuch means that you learn something and it's not just when you're learning it. When you learn something b'emes in the right way, it means you carry it with you your entire life. Chanoich lanar al pidarkai, and then gam ki yaskin, and even when you go through difficulties later on, it doesn't go away from you. That's the chinuch. of Chanukah. And that's the little thing that I said by Shalashudas. When the Holy Vision came in, I just want to share with those who were not there, it was just a little while ago, I said to Shalashudas when the Vision came in on Zeis Chanukah, it was that year, it wasn't on the Shabbos, he came in, and the Chassidim were playing dreidel in the Beis Medrash. And they saw the Rebbe come in, they got very scared, and they quickly took the dreidels and the money and everything, and they pulled it off the table, and they, you know, sat with the Gemara or something. The Rishna came in, and he walked over the Rishna and he said, "Spiel, spiel, play, play, play." He says, "You should play dreidel. It's the list. First Chanukah, you should play dreidel." He says, "Whatever you win during the rest of Chanukah, you might lose during the other days of Chanukah. Whatever you win on Zayis Chanukah, you have forever. It's a good day," he says, "to play dreidel, because whatever you make, it's already, you got it. You won. You came out ahead. So keep on playing. Keep on spinning on Chanukah. Zayis Chanukah. Achrei Moshach Ois." The Rebbe Hashem should help us that we should be able to feel the Menuchas HaNefesh. The Menuchas HaNefesh that I was talking about this morning, and I was explaining that a person, that the word Chaniya means a place to park, to pull over. You know, I was thinking about it. The Baruch Shalom, the greatest kindness of all, a person, when you're zoichet to see, let's say, you're zoichet to stand under the chuppah with your child. When you're marrying off your child, you're marrying off your daughter to a nice religious boy, or your son to a nice religious girl, does that mean that from then on everything is going to be so gewaldic? No, because you could still lose sleep. They're not making enough money. What's the matter? Something wrong with one of the grandchildren? Where are they going to live? What's going to be? This one has a fever. This one's not. You know, life is filled with tzaras and yisurim. So what's everybody saying? You're standing under the chuppah, but who could describe the kairas ruach that I was talking about this morning, the kairas ruach, when you're standing there under the chuppah? What's the kairas ruach? What's the joy, the satisfaction? Because you know that now, instead of worrying about just your daughter, now you got to worry about the two of them. So the tzaras are getting like more, you know, it's more tzaras. So what's the kairas ruach? And then they're going to have me some children. They have walk around on your head with this kid and that kid, the grandson, this one, the granddaughter, right? So it's everybody so happy. Because it's like the Baruch Shalom is saying to you, he's giving like a little Chanukah, and he says like this, "I want you to know, you're on the, like I said this morning, you're on the right path. Your interpretation is a good interpretation of the dream of life. I want you to know you're on the right path. And Hashem Yisbarach tells you, you've done good, keep it up, it's all right." And you have that moment to just take a deep breath. I was feeling this, I can't describe. I was holding the grandchild in my arms and thinking, that where this comes from, this grandchild, and what Yisurim, this until the Baruch Shalom gave us that we were able to have such a thing, that for my parents and my in-laws, each in different ways, what they all had to go through, to be able to have my wife and I, all the things that we had to go through over the years. Thank God everything is good, but all the inyon and all the dreidels and gilgulim, that you feel like when you're sitting there with a grandchild in your arms, that you could just take a breath, and you know that it's not going to be pleasure, because this kid's going to have a million homeworks and term papers and a lot of other stuff going on we don't want to talk about, because everybody, this world is filled, like Rabbi Nachman says, it's service in your son. So what's so good? Because we're doing the right thing. We're on the path. You told us that you want us to have children, you want us to bring them up in Torah and Yiddishkeit, you want us to do the right thing, and we're trying. My daughter's marrying a religious boy, my son's marrying a religious girl, the two of them have a child, they're going to send the kid to cheder, they're going to send the girl to school. Ah, it's Chanukah. You understand, it's Chanukah. The kairos ruach of that flash of light that I spoke about this morning, that when you're in a dark place and you're not sure, then you suddenly see a flash of light and you know, oh, you see it for a second, but I'm on the right path. So then you could pull over a little bit and you could look at your wife, you could look at your husband and look at yourself and say, just to rest a little bit. That's Chanukah. You understand? Chanukah, the Menuchas HaNefesh, a feeling that you're on the right path. The world doesn't have that. We have that. Menuchas HaNefesh. That doesn't mean that it's not hard, because that's what we said in Al Nisim, Al Milchamas. Milchamas. But we're fighting for our kids to be Jews. We're fighting for ourselves to be Jews. What are we fighting for? That itself gives you the biggest menuch in the world.
that your life is filled with meaning. And then Hashem's Baruch, those moments of Nachas, which is Menucha, Chayin, Chanukah, at those moments of Menucha, you're able to a little bit, not, you don't get a chance to rest much, because, you know, it's just, it's, even to make a chasna, and by the chasna, you know, you can get annoyed, how come your mechutin didn't do this, and how come your mechatenis didn't do that, you know, people have all kinds of things going on. But if you just stand under there for a second, you look under the chuppah, and you say, Rabbi Shalom, two Jewish children, Shomer Mitzvahs, makes no difference if he's got a hat, if he doesn't got a hat. Makes no difference if she wears this kind of thing, if she wears this shmata, that wig. Makes no difference. The Yiddish Kinder, your children. And Rabbi Shalom, you're proud of me? You're proud of me? 20 years, 21, 22 years, whatever it is. 30, look, Rabbi Shalom, I brought them up. They're Jews. It's a small thing. That curse ruach, the menuchas and nefesh. Not that life is easy. It's going to get harder now. And you might even be more worried about the kids, because as they get older, they have more. There's more daigus in life. But we're giving you nachas, and we're in the right way, and the children are going in the right way. That's all there is. That's the only thing that can give us menucha. That's the only thing that can give us a feeling of yishev hadas and menuchas and nefesh. Because there's no other reason for us being in this world. Hashem's Baruch should help us to feel that. Each and every one of us should have that nachas and nekaris ruach from others, from ourselves, from our lives. That we should be zarech bez Hashem, thank you, to come to that time of zayis chanukah samizbeach, oz egmor v'shir mizmor. And then we will finish what was started. Like Rabbi Nosson said, Hashem started to redeem us, and He certainly will finish the redemption of Gula Hashem v'amitis. Amen.